From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Let's begin with the national news. The government is preparing a regulation to prevent overseas micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, from selling their products in Indonesia via online marketplace in a bid to protect domestic MSMEs players. The Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, MSMEs Ministry, Communication and Informatics Ministry, as well as the Trade Ministry have been tasked with drafting the regulation. This regulation aims to prevent more dumping cases of imported MSMEs products through marketplaces. It was stated by Cooperatives and MSMEs Minister Teten Mas Duki during an online discussion on acceleration of MSMEs digitalizations in Jakarta on Friday, as reported by Antara. Currently, the government is digitizing small local enterprises by connecting them to the digital ecosystem of virtual marketplaces to help them increase sales and develop their business. Social Affairs Minister Tri Risma Hari Ini encouraged Indonesian children to never stop pursuing their dreams despite challenging times presented by the COVID-19 pandemic. Escorted by Antara, Minister Tri Risma Hari Ini, during the commemoration of National Children's Day 2021 monitored online in Jakarta on Friday, said that the government is currently facing hard times. She also said the children cannot meet their friends at schools and must study virtually from home. However, the children should still never give up. Tri Risma Hari Ini believes that giving up was not an option since God presented opportunities to all without discrimination. Hence, what needs to be done is to keep striving and praying. Economic liquidity or the nation's money supply reached 7.119.6 trillion rupiah in June 2021, growing 11.4% year-on-year compared to 8.1% in May 2021. As quoted by Antara, Erwin Haryono, Executive Director of the Communication Department of Bank Indonesia, in a statement released on Friday, said that the increase was mainly driven by the acceleration of the components of the narrow money supply and quasi-money. Erwin noted that the M1 or component in June grew by 17% year-on-year, higher than the growth in May 2021 of 12.6%. The growth was mainly due to an increase in the circulation of currencies and rupiah demands deposit. In June 2021, currency outside the monetary system was recorded at 739.1 trillion rupiah and grew by 13.4% year-on-year compared to the previous month of 8.6%. Indonesian consulate in Tawau again facilitated the independent repatriation of 50 Indonesians, 33 men and 17 women from Tawau, Malaysia, to Nunukan, North Kalimantan, under the special repatriation program's ninth phase on Friday. As reported by Antara on Friday, Indonesian Council of Tawau, Heni Hamidah, and several related officials witnessed their departures at the port. The 50 Indonesian citizens are primarily Indonesian migrant workers who have completed their work contracts and also Indonesian tourists. They were sent home with the KM Nunukan Express motor vessels that was specially brought in to take them to the Tunontaka Nunukan port in North Kalimantan. Furthermore, the Indonesian citizens will dispatch again to their hometown after undergoing a series of examination process. Let's move on to the international news. The U.S. Trade Representative Office on Friday said it had determined that no tariff action against Vietnam was warranted after the country's central banks agreed with the U.S. Treasury not to manipulate its currency for an export advantage. In a statement, the U.S. Trade Representative Office said it found that the U.S. Treasury State Bank of Vietnam agreement earlier this week provides a satisfactory resolution of the matter subject to investigation and accordingly that no trade action is warranted at this time. Russia plans to build its first batch of icebreakers that are powered by liquefied natural gas, a top official said on Friday, returning to an idea that was put on hold. Russia has the world's only fleet of nuclear-powered icebreakers. It is building up that fleet, hoping to develop the Northern Sea route across its northern flank into an international shipping lane as climate change melts the ice. Russia's government has named state nuclear energy firm Rosatom as the Northern Sea route's state operator. Gas producers Novatek signs an agreement of understanding with Rosatom to develop LNG-powered icebreakers in 2018, but those plans went quiet. Novatek has several LNG projects in the Arctic. LNG-powered icebreakers cost half the 60 billion rubles or $814 million needed to build nuclear-powered icebreaker. At least 110 people have been killed in landslide and flooding triggered by heavy rains in the western Indian states of Maharashtra. The rains overwhelmed hundreds of villages, sweeping away houses and leaving residents stranded. As quoted by BBC.com, rescue crews have been racing to evacuate survivors, but many people are feared missing. The Indian military has been helping the efforts, which have been hampered by difficult conditions. The western state has recorded its heaviest spell of July rain for decades. Many factors contribute to flooding, but experts say climate change caused by global warming makes extreme rainfall more likely. On Friday, Indian officials said most of the deaths have been caused by landslide and flooding in two districts. The officials said at least 38 people died when a landslide flooded in a small village to southeast of Mumbai, India's financial capital. That was the news.
Thank you.
First news comes from Kediri East Java. Family Welfare and Empowerment Movement Mobilization Team in Kediri East Java used besek, or a container made of woven bamboo, to send food to the local residents who are self-isolating after being confirmed positive for COVID-19. Chairman of the team, Ferry Silvana Abu Bakar, stated in Kediri last Wednesday that his site deliberately used environmentally friendly materials. This is also a part of movement that was always been campaigned by the Kediri Family Welfare and Empowerment Movement to utilize environmentally friendly products. Even the cadres bring their own drinking containers in order to reduce plastic waste. Next news comes from Denpasar, Bali. Governor of Bali, Iwayan Koster, provided a number of regulatory relaxations in the extensions period for the implementation of community activities restriction from 21 to 25 July 2021. Compared to the regulation containing the previous emergencies community activities restriction circular. In a written statement last Wednesday, Governor Koster said that the relaxation is applied to essentials and non-essential sectors. Some points are relaxed include the non-essential sector to operate with employees working in offices or stores as much as 25%. The non-essential sector can operate until 9 p.m. Furthermore, eating, drinking activities in food stalls, restaurants, cafes, street vendors, and hawker stalls can operate by implementing very strict health protocols. Preferably, delivery services is up to 09 p.m. The street lights are not extinguished. The lights are turned off only in places where there is a potential for crowds, for example in the city park, Igusti Ngurah Mada Agung and Puputan Margana Fieldsan in tourism objects destination set. He appealed for the Balinese people to remain patient and maintain a conducive situation so that Bali remains comfortable and safe, and pray together so that the COVID-19 pandemic can be handled properly. News comes from Bogor, West Java. A team of IPB University students in Bogor, West Java developed software called TTM, which aims to provide assistance for victims of sexual violence by facilitating reporting. According to an official statement from IPB University last Wednesday, the students' team consisting of Cindy Aureli Hutomo, Ali Noval Amarullah, and Muhammad Fauzan Ramadan created the software for the Yogyakarta State University IT Competition 2021, and they came out as the third winner.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id. Start today in history with the event of July 24, 1911, the city of Machu Picchu was discovered. Machu Picchu is a ruined site of the Inca Kingdom, which is located in a mountainous region with an altitude of about 2,350 meters above sea level. Machu Picchu was discovered by a professor from Yale University, America, namely Hiram Bingham III, on July 24, 1911. Machu Picchu is the most famous symbol of the Inca Kingdom. It was built around 1450, but it was abandoned 100 years later when the Spanish conquered the Inca Kingdom. Since 1911, Machu Picchu has become an attractive tourism attraction for both local and foreign tourists. Turn to the event of July 24, 1923, when the Treaty of Lausanne was signed. The Treaty of Lausanne was a peace treaty signed in Lausanne, Switzerland on July 24, 1923. The treaty officially made the conflicts end among the Ottoman Empire and the allies of the British Empire, the French Republic, the Kingdom of Italy, the Empire of Japan, the Kingdom of Greece, and the Kingdom of Romania since the kickoff of World War I. The treaty was ratified by Turkey on August 23, 1923, Greece on 25th of August 1923, Italy on 12th of March 1924, Japan on 15th of May 1924, and the United Kingdom on 16th of July 1924. And today in the story with the event of July 24, 1969, when Apollo 11 returned to Earth. Apollo 11 was the first manned space mission that successfully brought humans to the moon and returned safely. Apollo 11 is one of NASA's projects. It was launched on July 16, 1969, by using the Saturn V rocket, and it arrived on the moon on July 20, 1969. When landing on the moon, the spacecraft was manned by Neil Armstrong, Edwin Aldrin, and Michael Collins. Apollo returned to the Earth on July 24, 1969 and landed in the Pacific Ocean. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
was-was jadinya. Mikir sana, mikir sini, jadi kacau rasanya. Pacaran jarak jauh bikin galau melulu. Mungkin karena efek rindu. Wow, pacaran jarak jauh bikin was-was jadinya. Mikir sana, mikir sini, jadi kacau rasanya. Pacaran jarak jauh bikin galau melulu. Mungkin karena efek rindu.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
President of the Asian Development Bank ADB Masatsugu Asakawa supports Indonesia in achieving sustainable economic growth through various steps and efforts. Speaking at the International Climate Change Conference in Jakarta on Thursday, Asakawa said that one of ADB's supports is to provide funding for green energy generation in order to realize a low-carbon economy. ADB is cooperating with the government of Indonesia to provide supports for new and renewable energy power plants as coal power plants are discontinued. He also stated that ADB has also provided finance for geothermal and solar projects. Further supports are to increase sustainable green bonds by encouraging the state-owned electricity company PT PLN to start issuing sustainable bonds. ADB plans to establish a blue economy centers in the territory of Indonesia. In addition, ADB supports the governments of Indonesia plans to impose a carbon tax, which is currently being discussed in the draft law on general provisions and tax procedures. On the same occasions, Indonesian Deputy Minister of Finance Suhasil Nazara explained that over the last 5 years, Indonesia has allocated funds of 4.1% of the state budget per year for climate change. However, this allocation only covers a third of its climate change budget, which is what Indonesia needs to achieve its target of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. According to Suhasil Nazara, it is important not only to increase that but also to involve partnerships with the private and other sectors to generate strong resources. He also remarked that Indonesia is committed to reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 29% through self-financing and 41% with international assistance by 2030. Indonesian Ministry of Finance incorporates climate change into the 2020-2024 National Midterms Development Plan. It establishes a National Action Plan on Mitigation and Adaptations.
Jiwa melihat masa depan terang, kurang kenyaman ku berikan. Aku teduhmu, aku hangatmu, genggamlah tanganku. Berdua nikmati senja di teras rumah, sendu tersapu tawa bahagia. Berbagi cerita, bangun mimpi kita. Bersama menari sampai tua. Berbagi cerita, bangun. Berdua menanti fajar di ujung dunia. Rasa menyatu selalu bahagia. Berbagi cerita, bangun mimpi kita. berbagi cerita. Bangun mimpi kita.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Ada Rewa Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, if you like salad, you can also surely enjoy karedok. This typical food from West Java serves a variety of fresh vegetables with a savory peanut sauce. Culture practitioner Aib Rosidi at the Sundanese Encyclopedia states that nature, humans, and culture say karedok is a typical Sundanese traditional food as a complement of eating rice. Actually, karedok is from the village of Karedok, Jati Gede Sub District, Sumedang. In the Sunda Encyclopedia, Aib also adds that there are three kinds of karedok, namely karedok lenca, karedok eggplant, and karedok long beans. Karedok lenca is made from green lenca. The seasoning consists of salt, kencur, shrimp paste, sugar, garlic, and basil. The seasoning is softened in a mortar and pestle, and then it is followed by lenca and basil, which are crushed, but it is not until soft. Then the karedok lenca is ready to be served. Nowadays, karedok is served not only karedok containing lenca, eggplant or long beans, but also on a karedok plate containing long beans, eggplant, cucumber, bean sprouts, cabbage, and basil. The seasoning consists of salt, shrimp paste, brown sugar, kencur, tamarind, and also oncom if you like. These ingredients are all sliced except for the basil and bean sprouts. Then it is stirred with a softened peanut sauce. It is also aided with crackers when served. As a food, karedok is not only delicious, but also highly nutritious. Raw, fresh, and washed vegetable ingredients are believed to have a high fiber value. Lalap and karedok cannot be separated from the Sundanese people's habit, who always eat something close to their living environment. The Sundanese habits also affect their daily menu. The habit of eating something from nature reflects the Sundanese view of life about simplicity. This means that pleasure can be obtained from something simple. Furthermore, this simple dish is healthy. As time goes on, karedok can be found not only in West Java, but also in other cities with different prices. If you buy it in the carts on the roadside, the price is from 8,000 rupiah until 14,000 rupiah per serving. But now, karedok has also become a menu item in restaurants, and the price is around 30,000 rupiah per serving. Besides, you can also find karedok at events such as weddings, circumcisions, and other occasions. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Aku jatuh cinta kepadamu. Ku bosan sudah ku menyimpan rasa kepadamu, tapi tak mampu ku berkata di depanmu. Aku tak mudah mencintai, tak mudah bilang cinta. Tapi mengapa kini denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tuhan tolong dengarkanku, beri aku dia. Tapi jika belum jodoh, aku bisa apa? Bosan sudah ku menyimpan rasa kepadamu, tapi tak mampu ku berkata di depanmu. Aku tak mudah mencintai, tak mudah bilang cinta. Tapi mengapa kini denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tuhan tolong dengarkanku, beri aku dia. Tapi jika belum jodoh, aku bisa apa? Tak bisa ku paksakan dirimu untuk jadi kekasihku. Bila tak jodohku, aku tak mudah mencintai. Tapi mengapa denganmu aku jatuh cinta?
Aku tak mudah mencintai, tak mudah bilang cinta. Tapi mengapa kini denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tuhan tolong dengarkanku, beri
aku dia. Tapi jika belum jodoh, aku bisa apa? Aku bisa apa?
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
On July 3, 2021, there was a global digital service and innovation competition held by the National Yang Ming Chiao Tung University, or NYCU Taiwan. The teams participating in the competition had to compete for 3 days to present prototypes in the form of certain systems and applications, which are innovations in dealing with a post-pandemic world. Its main focus is digital innovation and health-based touchless services, as well as community welfare. The participants were asked to develop a chatbot-based application provided by LINE, combined with open data to create new innovations on the topic. Uniquely, this competition requires at least one foreign and overseas student for each participating team. Thus, the teams participating in this competition consisted of various countries. The Indonesian student team made an application, namely FINIC. Thanks to their persistence and innovation, the Indonesian student team won the first place. The FINIC app is a one-stop service for the healthcare industry. It's starting from checking the user's symptoms of illness, searching for clinics based on the user's symptoms and location, booking doctor's appointments online, tracing medical history, to emergency features in the form of panic buttons. This unique and feature-rich app is also easily accessible from one of the most popular online chat apps in Taiwan, namely LINE. The idea of making the FINIC application was obtained from the problems they experienced during their study in Taiwan. Furthermore, they crystallized subjective anxiety through deeper research on this matter through surveys.
Music.
that created Phoenix consisted of 5 members. They are Albert Budi Christian as team leader and UX designer and engineer, Muhammad Febrian Ardiansyah as system architect, Felix Liawi as backend developer, Irfandi Jailani as business analyst, and Stephen Jonathan as front-end developer. The name Phoenix is taken from the homophone of a legendary creature from ancient folklore, the Phoenix bird, which is known worldwide as a symbol of prosperity and harmony. In line with the spirit, the purpose of the Phoenix application is to take part in creating prosperity and harmony in the world. Listener, that was Miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
Cerita perihati yang luka, cinta sendiri. Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Di Bawah Sinar Bulan Purnama, to be sung by Sundari Sukoco, a queen of Indonesian keroncong singer. The song Di Bawah Sinar Bulan Purnama, composed by Maladi, is one of the most popular keroncong songs in Indonesia. The lyrics tell about a beautiful atmosphere of a full moon night that brings joy. The sky is dotted with stars. Well, listener, here is Sundari Sukoco with the keroncong Di Bawah Sinar Bulan Purnama. Enjoy!
Dirasa gitar berbunyi riang gembira jauh malam dari petang beribu bintang. Thank you. di sana. Si miskin pun yang hidup sengsara semalam itu bersuka.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Aku tak bisa mengartikan cara dirimu. Aku tak bisa mengerti dengan ceritamu. Kamu tak bisa merasakan rasa cinta yang telah kuberi. Aku tak bisa mengartikan cara dirimu. Aku tak bisa mengerti dengan ceritamu. Kamu tak bisa merasakan rasa cinta yang telah kuberi. Aku ingini semua terjadi, tak ku sesali, takkan terganti seperti
listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.